companions, believers, the stories we hear, the timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil al-mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the Silsila, the Timeless Message. And subhanAllah, today on the Timeless Message, we do have a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is regarding attracting the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, we are going to be diving into this beautiful topic of discussion. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that the one who recites salawat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, that person will find my shafa'ah, my intercession on the day of Qiyamah. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, the viewers of Madani Channel, it is through the grace, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you and I were able to open our eyes this morning, that you and I are able to inhale and exhale. And subhanAllah, upon this we say Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the countless blessings that He has bestowed upon you and I. This topic, attracting the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, there are some deeds that a person may do, and it attracts the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are some deeds which a person does, if a person does it, then it will deprive them of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, we are going to be discussing both these aspects, that which attracts the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which deprives a person from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before that, just to illustrate to you the infinite mercy of our most merciful creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to narrate to you a very beautiful narration. And that is that Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us and said that just now my Khalil, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to me and he said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I swear to the one who has sent you with truthfulness on the peak of a mountain, in the sea, a bondman, a servant of Allah ta'ala, worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 500 years. Allahu Akbar. The length and the width of this mountain were 30 arms each. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would take out a sweet canal as wide as a finger, in which sweet water would flow slowly and accumulate beneath the mountain. And he would take out a pomegranate, and from the pomegranate, he would take out a pomegranate from the pomegranate tree every night for him. In the evening, he would come down, he would make wudu, he would eat the pomegranate, and then would stand for salah. And at the time of death, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cease to capture his soul in the state of sajda, and to raise him on the day of qiyamah in the state of sajda. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said that when he will be raised on the day of qiyamah, And he will be standing in the majestic court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will say about him that, make my servant enter Jannah by virtue of my mercy. And the servant will say that, Ya Rabb, by virtue of my deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, make my servant enter Jannah by virtue of my mercy. And again, that servant will say, Ya Rabb, by virtue of my deeds. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the angels that, compare the deeds of my servant with the blessings I bestowed. So the blessings of the eye will surround his 500 years worship, and the blessings of the rest of the body will be even more than it, more than his worship. So Allah ta'ala will say, I'd make my servant enter hell. Allahu Akbar. So he will be dragged towards hell and he will call out, Ya Rabb, make me enter Jannah by your mercy. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, bring him back. He will be made to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him about those blessings which were bestowed upon him in the middle of the sea on a mountain. And he will humbly say that, Ya Rabb, oh Allah, all these things are done by you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, all these happened because of my mercy, and I make you enter paradise also by my mercy. He then will be made to enter paradise. So Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, undoubtedly all things are by virtue of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So divas of Madani channel, have you noticed when Allah ta'ala did justice to the pious person who worshipped him for as long as 500 years continuously, so that person also became deserving of hell. And finally, he succeeded for the sake of the mercy of Allah ta'ala. So this beautiful lesson has been obtained from the parable that no matter how much a person worships Allah ta'ala, a person should not trust his deeds, but rather he should look towards the rahmah, towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the guarantee of a person's success, it depends on it, on the mercy of Allah ta'ala. Because definitely the mercy of Allah ta'ala is very, very vast, devotees of Madani channel. Now, Allah ta'ala does not disappoint anyone, but rather Allah ta'ala forgives lots of sins, of big sinners. Allahu Akbar. Like in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُ عَنِ سَيِّئَاتِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. And it is He who accepts repentance from His servants and pardons the sins and knows whatever you do. Subhanallah. So indeed, definitely, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is endless and uncountable. We, His sinful servants, disobey Him day and night, violate His divine rights. But even then, Allah Ta'ala continues to give you and I, to give us more and more, to give us more time. If we repent truthfully, Allah Ta'ala forgives all of our sins, and showing further mercy to us, Allah Ta'ala changes even our sins into virtuous deeds. Allahu Akbar. Look at the infinite mercy of our Creator, deities of Madani channel. So we too, we should also perform good deeds in our life, you know, refraining from sins. If we commit a sin due to being a human, we should not delay showing repentance. We should always repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And having great expectation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should hope for forgiveness. You know, a Bedouin, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will call the creation to account? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Bedouin asked that, will he call the creation to account himself? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that, yes. And thereafter the Bedouin, he smiled. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the reason for his smile. And he said that when the merciful has power over someone, he forgives. When he calls someone to account, he forgives. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this Bedouin has spoken the truth. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that be informed that no one is more merciful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the most merciful of all. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Then the Bedouin, he recited some couplets in Arabic. And the translation of these couplets are that when the right of the merciful is proven to a person, he forgives him due to his own respect. And the next couplet is that he overlooks the disobedient person and forgives his sins, though it is proved that he is a sinner and a criminal. Allahu Akbar. So we too, you and I, we should also have good expectation and hope for goodness from our Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who provides us rizq, provides us sustenance, shows mercy to us, protects us from troubles, and forgives us. Remember, it is wajib, right? It is wajib to have good expectation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One should not be disappointed with His mercy at all. Allah Ta'ala blesses whoever He wants in the way He wants. You know, if Allah Ta'ala wants, He can punish us for only one sin, right? Or if Allah Ta'ala wants, He can forgive us by His favors for the sake of only one virtuous good deed. Allahu Akbar. Like in the Holy Quran, it's mentioned, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. The translation from Kanz al-Iman is, say you, O beloved, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that O my slaves, all Muslims are truly, right? By slaves, it means all Muslims are truly the slaves of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So say you, O beloved, O my slaves, those who have committed excess against their own souls by committing sins, do not lose hope in Allah's mercy. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, He only is the oft forgiving, the most merciful. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Stevens of Madani Channel, divine mercy is for everyone. You know, there is no limit to the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, which reaches everyone, whether he is righteous or sinful. It's narrated that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he humbly said in his plea, in his dua, that Ya Rabb, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Labbaik Ya Musa. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, you are my creator. What is my status that you replied to me by saying Labbaik? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I like it that a servant calls me Ya Rabb, and I reply to him by saying Labbaik. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said that, Ya Rab, is it for every obedient servant? And it was replied, yes, but rather for every sinful person as well. Then Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said that for the obedient, it is for the sake of his obedience, but why is this favor for the sinner? So it was replied that, O Musa, if I reward those who do goodness and do not bestow favor upon the evildoers due to the evil acts, this is not the divine style of my kindness and mercy. Allahu Akbar. So, dears of Madani Channel, from this we can see, you know, the vast mercy, infinite mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on this point, right, there is a misconception found amongst people. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful to His servants, right? But it does not mean at all that the servant should disobey Allah ta'ala and become lazy in acting upon the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then also hope for His mercy. Keep missing salah deliberately and having, you know, this mindset that the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is very, very great. Keep missing the fard fast of the month of Ramadan without any shara'i reason. Having this mindset that the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is very, very vast, very, very great. Allah Ta'ala is most merciful. We must expect forgiveness from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, but we should also perform good deeds along with it. You know, and this misconception amongst people that, you know, sinful people usually get unconcerned about their torment by giving evidence of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and say things like, you know, we have a perfect belief that Allah Ta'ala will not punish us. The mercy of Allah Ta'ala is very, very vast. Nothing will be reduced from the treasure of His mercy if we commit a few sins, etc., etc., etc. Remember that people having such thoughts have been called fools in the hadith. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that wise is he who makes his nafs obedient and prepares for the death, and the fool is he who makes his nafs follow desires and despite this holds good expectations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember, yes, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there without a doubt, but also the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also there. Now Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'adh rahimahullah has said that no act of foolishness will be greater than this, that a person sows the seed of hell and expect to reap the crops of paradise. He performs deeds of sinful people and looks for the status of righteous people. What a profound statement that is, Deep Zif Madini Channel. And you know, another disadvantage of holding expectation for divine mercy despite committing sins is that a person commits sins unhesitantly. The habit of accepting such statements such statements from shaitan after committing a sin encourages him to commit sins in future in spite of making him feel ashamed of his past sins. And the second disadvantage is that a person does not like advice. And ma'adallah, sometimes such a person even expresses his displeasure at the blessed ayat and blessed ahadith consisting of torments. Remember, it is wajib to have belief in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is an evil act to become busy doing bad deeds by giving a reason for mercy. You know, ponder over it like this here, right? In order to get rid of this vain hope that if every sinner is forgiven by virtue of divine mercy, then why do thousands of Muslims suffer or will suffer punishment? And in addition, it should also be kept in mind that no one has more faith in the divine mercy of Allah Ta'ala than the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, than the companions, Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan, the awliya Allah, the sulaha, our pious predecessors. Despite this, these blessed personalities, they did not become lazy in worshipping and reciting the Holy Quran and performing good deeds a lot. Who would be more blessed in the court of Allah Ta'ala than our own master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Even then, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to worship the entire night. Yes, you know, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would get up during the night and offer salah until his blessed feet would swell. And she asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, why do you do it although Allah Ta'ala has forgiven the sins of your preceding and succeeding generations for your sake? And remember, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are sinless, they are masoom, infallible, right? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied and said, should I not like to become the thankful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allahu Akbar. So it has become obvious, dear viewers of Madinah, that refraining from sins, we should hold expectation of forgiveness from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, along with performing good deeds. And furthermore, we should always have the fear of the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see that even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worshipped the whole night, despite being Imamul Anbiya, the best of all creation. Habibullah, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet he still worshipped the entire night. He was still thankful, grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we come to that part, viewers of Madarin Channel, in today's episode, wherein we are going to be mentioning a few good deeds, due to which, by virtue of it, it makes a person become deserving of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before we actually, you know, mention this, it was important that we understand the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by these narrations, by these parables, how infinite the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Now, first deed that attracts the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to do the dhikr of Allah. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it gives comfort to the heart. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it gives relief from illnesses and sorrow. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it removes poverty. And you know, one who does the dhikr of Allah ta'ala always receives divine mercy. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when a servant does my dhikr, I am with him. If he remembers me in loneliness, so I also remember him alone. And if he does my dhikr in any gathering, so I do his dhikr in a better gathering than this. If he gets closer to me one span, that is, one span, the maximum distance between the tips of the thumb and the little finger, right? If he gets closer to me one span, my mercy gets close to him one arm, meaning half a yard. And if he gets one arm close to me, so my mercy gets two arms close to him, 1 yard close to him. And if he comes to me by walking, so my mercy comes to him by running. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine that, viewers of Madani Channel? We all want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every one of us, we want to be under the shade of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first way is to do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This brings you closer to Allah ta'ala, and this attracts the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And dhikr is so great that it purifies you. It cleanses you. You know, when a person commits a sin, a black spot appears on the heart. And the more sins a person commits, more black spots appear until the heart eventually becomes black. And then it becomes hard, and then it becomes rusted. No one likes any of their belongings to get rusted, right? If you have some appliances or whatever, units, you wouldn't like for that to be rusted. If it's rusted, then you might try to remove it. If you can't remove it, then you just throw it away. Now, like that is our heart. When a person sins, and sinning, the heart eventually becomes rusted. And you and I, we need something to remove that rust from our heart. And what is that? That is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it removes the rust from a person's heart. The blackness that is there, the dhikr of Allah ta'ala removes that, and it purifies the heart. So dhikr, reviews of Madani Channel, is very, very important for us to inculcate, not only on a Thursday night, but rather every single moment of our life, every single day, every single night, we should be making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you are just relaxing, not moving your tongue, in your heart, in your mind, you can make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can ponder over the creation, ponder over nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so powerful that Allah ta'ala created all of this. Even that is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are so many ways to use of Madani Channel. If you are restless, you're in worry, you're in anxiety, you're depressed, you're sad, you're not feeling down, you don't know what's going on, you're feeling, you know, all alone. In that time, what do? You know, some, they would resort to maybe drugs, maybe intoxicants, maybe drinking, maybe gambling, maybe, you know, music, etc., etc. Of course, all of these are forbidden. All of these are haram. We shouldn't even be going close to it. But usually we see that most people or some people may be resorting to this. But that doesn't solve the issue. It doesn't really do anything despite giving you more harm, apart from it being, you know, a sin, a major sin, apart from it being haram. But it doesn't do you any good. It doesn't do you no good at all. Actually, in the long run, it does more damage than you could possibly imagine. But on the other hand, you do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your depression goes, your anxiety goes, your worries, your sadness, your loneliness, it all goes away because you are connecting yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are making the connection stronger with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you do that, you would find peace, sukoon, tranquility in yourself, in your heart. And the Holy Quran mentions this to us, that, you know, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hearts, they find peace. The hearts find tranquility. So dhikr, dhikr of Madani Channel, is something that you and I must do. It doesn't mean that you have to wait now for some function or some program, you know, to happen in order for you to do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, you could be at home. You could be sitting in the lounge, and you could be having a discussion regarding nature, regarding the sun, regarding the moon. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great, so powerful, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all of these. That is dhikr as well. Talk about deen, that is dhikr as well. Talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is dhikr as well. So many different ways, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Family can easily sit together, have the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that would be attracting the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you would see so much of love, you would see so much of muhabba and unity amongst your family members. So always remember to do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was number one. And the second point is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, this is another deed which makes a person deserving of divine mercy, is the fear of Allah Ta'ala. You know, by virtue of the fear of Allah Ta'ala, it becomes easy to refrain from sins. The fear of Allah Ta'ala gets a person to ponder over the hereafter. The one who fears Allah Ta'ala will get two jannas, two paradises. One who fears Allah Ta'ala will be bestowed upon the palace of green pearls, part of the faith, from which the tear flows. It becomes haram for hell. Like Sayyidina Nadar bin Sa'd, rahimahullah, has said, tears flow from someone's eyes out of divine fear. Allah Ta'ala will make his face haram for hell. And if the tears flows on his cheek, so on the day of Qiyamah, neither will he be disgraced nor be oppressed. And if a sad person weeps, cries among some people out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala, so due to his crying, Allah Ta'ala also extends mercy to other people. Every deed will be weighed except the tear, and a drop of tear extinguishes the oceans of fire. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that deed which attracts the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yes, Eves of Madinah Channel, we have to, you know, always be mindful, always fear the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shouldn't be thinking of ourselves as too pious, as you know, like you did so much good. We should be thinking of our deeds, of our good deeds, as if we have not done much. We should be thinking and pondering whether it is accepted or not, in order for you and I to do more and more good deeds. You know, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such, when a person has it, then the Quran teaches us that the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will make a way out for him from places where he could not have imagined. Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to cry, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, cry. Not for any worldly reason, but cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you can't shed tears, make your face as if you are crying. And you would see how, by you having this, it will prevent a person from committing sins. And also, it attracts the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, if we look at the awliya Allah, if we look at the companions, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan, if we look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, how much they feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet the Prophets alayhim salatu wa salam, sinless. Allahu Akbar, but they still had this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in them, whereas you and I, we are sinners, we commit sins, and yet we don't seem to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to inculcate this. Read about the warnings, about the punishments of the qabr, the punishments on the day of qiyamah. We need to, when a person reads all of these narrations, then a person, inshallah, will have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts. That was the second point of Yusuf Madinah Channel. And now, third is, which is another deed that makes a person deserving of divine mercy, is the recitation of the Holy Quran. You know, the Holy Quran, subhanallah, is the revelation of Allah Ta'ala. And it is the source of attaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the source of guidance. Now the Holy Quran will intercede on behalf of its reciters on the day of Qiyamah. And on the day of Qiyamah, those who recite the Holy Quran will not feel any nervousness, nor will they be called for accountability. The recitation of the Holy Quran is an excellent, excellent worship, and a source of obtaining rahmah, obtaining mercy and blessings. That is why Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, the home in which the Holy Quran is recited becomes spacious to its dwellers. Its goodness is abundant. Angels visit it, and the shayateen, they get out. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned that the group of people who gather in any of the masajid for reciting the Holy Quran and for learning and teaching the Holy Quran to each other, peace descends upon them. Mercy covers them. Angels touch them with their wings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them in front of angels. Allahu Akbar. Due to reciting the Holy Quran, Divas of Madinah Channel, recite it and you would see barakah in your home. For each and every letter that you recite in the Holy Quran, you are granted 10 virtues because of that. 10 virtues for each letter of Madani Channel. So always, even if you can't do one page, even if you can't do half a page, at least bare minimum, 3 verses of the Holy Quran daily with its translation from Kanzul Iman and with its commentary as well, so that you fully understand and you can comprehend what is being mentioned in the Holy Quran. So make it a habit and you would see how your life changes for the better. And the fourth we see is that this is such a deed that also makes a person deserving of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's mentioned in a hadith, من ألف المسجد ألفه الله. The one who loves the masjid, Allah ta'ala makes him his beloved. Going to the masjid, worshipping Allah ta'ala, becoming occupied with dhikr and salah, bring about divine mercy. You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the masjid is the home of every pious person. And the one whose home is masjid, Allah ta'ala bestows his mercy and pleasure upon him, makes him safely cross the bridge of Sirat and guarantees him a home in Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And another narration also mentions that when a person makes the masjid his abode for salah and dhikr, Allah ta'ala is pleased with him in a way as people become happy when they find the lost person. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, love the masajid. Go to the masajid. Perform salah there. Perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite the Holy Quran at the masajid. And you would see how the infinite mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounds you. And also remember that when you do go to the masjid, make sure that you are clean and tidy. Make sure that your breath is also fresh. Make sure that, you know, we shouldn't be facing our legs towards the Qibla. This should not be the case at all, right? If you want to eat in the masjid, if you want to drink in the masjid, then always make sure every time you enter the masjid, say nawaitu sunnat al-i'tikaf. When you say this, then only it becomes lawful for you to drink water in the masjid or any other beverage, juice, etc. And you can then eat in the masjid as well. But provided you say nawaitu sunnat al-i'tikaf, you make the intention of i'tikaf, and then you can do all of these. So, Divas of Madani Channel, these were the 4 pointers out of the many, many good deeds. These are the 4 pointers that attracts the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also very, very important is sending salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, by you and I every day reciting salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are also attracting the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make this as well a habit. Get accustomed that you recite it every day. Salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And speaking about salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it reminds me that we do have a very beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, we do have much more to discuss. The second phase would be those things which deprive someone of the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, we will discuss this aspect once we are back after listening to this melodious kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madine jaane walo, jao jao fi amanillah. Madine jaane walo, jao jao fi amanillah. Kabhi to apna bhi lag jayega bistar Madine mein. Na ho mayus deewano, pukare jao tum unko. Na ho mayus deewano, پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو بلائیں گے تمہیں بھی ایک دن سرور مدینے میں، سرور مدینے میں۔
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی،
جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی، جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی۔ سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی،
آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں، آقا آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں،
ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی، ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی،
بندہ پروری ہو۔
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی،
بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے، بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے،
سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی، سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی، سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی،
سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے، سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے،
نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی، نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی، سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی،
دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانہ، دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانہ،
ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی، ان
کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی، سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی، بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو، بلا لو اے میرے آقا، میں آؤں آپ کے در پر، کرم ہو اے میرے آقا،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، اے ویری بیوٹیفل کلام ان دی پریزز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. مے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی گرانٹ اس آل دی ابیلٹی ٹو فالو دی سنہ اینڈ ٹیچنگز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آمین یا رب العالمین. الحمدللہ. کمنگ بیک ٹو آور ٹاپک آف ڈسکشن ان وچ وی آر ڈسکسنگ اٹریکٹنگ the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus far, we have mentioned some of those deeds which attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as going to the masjid, reciting the Holy Quran, having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and doing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also we have mentioned reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of these deeds of Madani Shana, they bring about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we go on to that aspect in which we would be discussing those deeds which deprive a person from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the main reasons, first reason is for being deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is due to sins. A person, you know, sinning, it deprives them of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Sayyidina Abdullah bin Alawi al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he has said that a sign of being deprived of Allah ta'ala's mercy and incurring his displeasure is that a person starts committing sins. A curse of sin is that he starts committing other sins. So whether the sin is major or minor, it is better to stay away from it. Like Sayyidina Bilal bin Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has said that do not see that the sin is minor, but rather see as to who you are disobeying. What a beautiful mindset we have, viewers of Madani Channel. You know, if we develop this mindset at the time of intending to commit a sin, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am disobeying, is seeing me all the time in every state. So, inshallah, in this way, you and I, we will get rid of sins to a much more greater extent. Remember, all the sins are the reason of being deprived of divine mercy. Right? So that was number one, due to sins. Number two we see is, one of the causes of being deprived of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is to disobey parents. Yes, to annoy one's parents, to hurt their feelings, and being deprived of forgiveness by not looking after them, especially when they are ill. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Jibreel Alayhi Salaam made dua, may Allah Ta'ala get the person away from his mercy who finds his parents or one of them alive but did not treat them well, and thus entered the hell. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and he said, Ameen. So the views of Madani Channel, Allah Ta'ala has commanded you and I to do good to our parents, which makes it clear that it is extremely necessary to look after our parents. You know, goodness to parents is that one should neither say anything nor do anything which causes inconvenience to them. You should look after them as much as possible, physically, financially. One should love them, respect them when sitting or standing near them, talking to them and in all other acts. A child should spend his wealth, his money, happily to look after them. And when they need him, he should remain available at their disposal. Now, we should also treat our parents well and should try our best, our absolute best, to make them happy by following Sharia, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased if they are pleased. And if they are displeased, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also be displeased. Disobeying parents is one of the causes that deprives a person from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. The status of parents, even of Madani Shannon, is so high that it's mentioned Jannah, paradise, lies under the feet of the mother. The father is the middle door to Jannah. Such great virtues, deeds of Madani Shannon. So it's important that we should respect, love, and obey our parents. Now we go on to the third cause. This is another cause of being deprived of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That is, to break off relations with one's relatives. So, get into the habit of maintaining a kind relationship with your relatives, you know, in order to become deserving of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and to make your home and the society a more peaceful place. Also, try your level best to refrain from breaking off relations with them, because the curse of the other sins only fall on the one who commits them. But the curse of breaking off relations with relatives, it falls upon the entire nation, because due to it, the entire nation gets deprived of divine mercy. Whilst mentioning a blessed hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he once said that every single person who breaks off his relations with his relatives must leave our gathering. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said this. Listening to this, one young man, he stood up, he went to his aunt with whom he had an old dispute. After the aunt and the nephew got reconciled with each other, the aunt said to her nephew that go and ask the reason for it. Meaning, what was the reason behind the announcement made by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu? So this young man, he went and he asked the reason for it. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that he heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not descend to the nation which has a relation severing person, meaning a person who cuts off relationship with others. And Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he has said that the nation in which a person violates the rights of his relatives and other people help him commit the sin, or despite being powerful, they do not prevent him from this cruelty. So all of them are deprived of mercy. So we all should treat our relatives well, maintain a kind relationship with them, and those who are displeased should be pleased. So from now onwards, you and I, we should maintain our relationships with our family members. We shouldn't be the one that cuts off relations, because we are here, we are taught to join, not to cut, right? That is how our conduct must be. And the fourth point is dragging one's clothes out of arrogance, right? Just because out of pride, a person drags their clothes. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that hanging occurs in the tahban, the qamis, and the imama. One who out of arrogance drags any one of them, Allah Ta'ala will not have mercy on him on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. Here, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah said that only lowered turban is not makruh and prohibited, but rather, if the loose end of the turban and the daman, meaning the part of the garment that hangs below the chest of the kurta, also lowered more than they should be, right? They are also prohibited and would be considered to be the same. And he further on said that the loose end of the turban should be lowered to half the back. Some people lower it more than this, which is prohibited. And some people keep the daman of the qamis below the ankles, which is also prohibited. So all of these views of Madani Nation, we need to keep in mind. At first we heard about those actions which attract the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's important for us to also know to abstain from evil deeds, because this deprives a person from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So until then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Companions, believers, the stories we hear, the timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.